Well, you've seen the Bowflex ads on television promoting a piece of exercise equipment with very fit-looking people. And sometimes you wonder if those stories are true. But according to our next guest, those stories are very real. In fact, she's the star of a series of ads. Chandel Titz-Landvik is from Estevan, and she lost 105 pounds using a Bowflex tread climber in under a year. How she became a TV star might be an even better story. Chandel joins me now from our home in Estevan. Hello, Chandel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I understand you're doing even better, you Hollywood star. How'd you get the attention of Bowflex?
It was, like, I feel like it was something written out of a book. I got an email, and I thought I was, like, going to get a participation water bottle, and they called me the next day, and asked if they could set up a conference call, and literally like a few months, not no, probably 2 months later, they were flying me and my whole family to LA to shoot a commercial.
Oh my goodness. So why did you decide that you wanted to share your story in the first place?
Well, I feel like I'd tried everything. Like, you know, all the get quick things. And
yeah.
I finally, you know, I just made it a priority and I said, okay, I'm going to order this tread climber, and it worked and it stuck, and I was so passionate about it before. So then when I got the email, I'm like, oh yeah, I'd love to share my story. And then it became this crazy thing, and it was completely surreal.
Okay, so you're talking about it being crazy and surreal, but what were you expecting when you actually went to Los Angeles before this experience happened?
I literally thought it was going to be this small production. I didn't quite know, like, I'm from a small town, so... but no, from the moment we got off our plane, there was a guy at the bottom with our sign, and we get in this swanky vehicle and go to this swanky hotel, and I'm like, and then the commercial shoot itself was, I thought again, it was going to be, you know, just a small thing, and maybe we'd go and they'd, you know, take my pitch. No, it was a full day of shooting, and I had like an assistant that was just, you know, worried if I needed water.
Wow.
It was insane. It was absolutely insane.
Okay, so for those of us that haven't lost more than 100 pounds on a Bowflex climber and been flown to Hollywood, what was it like on set? Describe it for us.
It was everything that, you know, you kind of think it might be, and way more. Everyone was so kind and just so sweet, and there's food trailers. There was 3 trailers that were strictly just for food, and they would make you whatever you wanted. The production trailer, like my son, who's 2, he needed to have a nap, and they're like, oh yeah, just put him in the production trailer, and there's this huge flat screen TV and couches, and the house that I filmed in was, they said it was a $7.5 million home that they just rented for the day, and they got to use, like, you know, all the rooms that they wanted, and it was insane. Everything was beyond crazy the whole day.
It sounds like you're still coming to grasp this, the experience you just had.
Like, it was crazy when it happened, and then now it's even more crazy seeing it on TV, because that was, again, I thought it was like, oh, you know, maybe I'll see it a couple times. I feel like, well, I've myself seen it twice, but... All my friends, they're, you know, and family, they're sending me videos of it every time they see it, which I feel like during the World Juniors, it was a lot.
Oh, that's so funny. Hey, well, you're on TV for having lost so much weight. What an amazing journey for you. Were there other people brought in like yourself for the commercial?
Yes. So there was, this was the first time they had ever brought in a Canadian, actually, and they brought in 3.
Oh.
So that was super cool to be a part of that, because they never had before. And there was a total of 12 of us, and they were all, the others were all from America, and then the 3 of us from Canada. So it was pretty, that part was really special, because we got to do a meet and greet, you know, with everyone from the Bowflex team, and then all the production people, and then as well all the other people who, the other 12 people, 12, sorry, including myself, that they flew there. And everyone clicked, because we all got it. Everyone had normal lives, and this was this crazy experience that none of us could really believe, but was so special all at the same time.
So I'm familiar with these Bowflex commercials where they kind of do like a testimonial. How was that, shooting the interview?
The interview was, it was fun. It really was. Everything was so fun, but I am an emotional person. So I, from the moment we sat down, they were like, okay, well, we're just going to talk and you just let us know. And so there was two video cameras in front of me and a sound girl behind me and lights and everything. And so I just started talking. I thought we were still just having a conversation. Then they're all silent. And I'm like, okay, this is filming. So then I started crying. And they'd be like, oh, no, we need makeup and hair in here. And but even during that, they were so sweet. And I'd be like, oh, my goodness, like, I'm so sorry. And they're like, no, like, take your time. And so, no, it was just a pretty surreal experience.
So what did you take away from this experience?
Just that, well, first and foremost, I figured out that the people are real. Like, cause I mean, I've seen commercials too and I'm like, who are these people? Right. But just that they really like everyone for us, we all had our own stories. And I mean, as similar as they are, we all started somewhere. And then I took away that I loved my tread climber before and now I love it even more.
and that's the thing. Okay, this whole commercial is about you losing all this weight. You didn't just get a water bottle. You didn't just get a trip to Hollywood. You lost this weight.
I did, yes. And they gave me a water bottle when I was there. So that was nice of them.
So the weight loss journey, though, that's a very short time to lose weight. How are you feeling today?
Great. Yeah, I mean, I feel awesome. Like, it was something that losing weight was always, you know, you don't really realize how big you've gotten until you look back at pictures or like when they were asking me about it in shooting. And, you know, they asked the questions like, well, tell us how it impacted your husband and your son. And those are the questions that obviously, you know, got me teared up because you don't, like when it's happening and you're putting on weight, you don't think of those things. You just, you know, you're trying to put it in the back of your mind. So then, you know, once you finally do lose the weight and you figure out that, hey, like all these things are simpler, you know, like, you wanted to go run around in your backyard or go play in the basement hockey with your kid, like it's easier, right? So that's where what I took away from it, I guess you'd say.
Was it hard to lose it in such a short amount of time?
Truthfully, no. Like I said in my to them, like I felt like I had tried all these things, and then you know I finally said enough's enough, and I ordered my tread climber, and the weight just started melting off. I mean, it's a machine that I love so much, and I wish that people really understood how thankful I am, you know, not just for this experience, but for this machine. Like, it changed my outlook on everything. I mean, you know, it's one thing to start saying, like, okay, I'm going to exercise, but if you're not seeing those results, like, who wants to keep doing it then, right? So for myself, when it was happening and I was seeing, you know, my pants don't fit anymore and things are getting easier and, you know, and then I kept trying to push myself and try something new and be like, okay, well, this, you know, I'm going to start lifting weights a little bit and or maybe I can do this. And I mean, you just get so much more confident in yourself and your abilities when you're not being held back by your own inabilities to do things, I guess you'd say.
So I'm getting the sense that you're still using it.
Yes. Yeah, very much. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us today, Chantel, and congratulations on your weight loss journey.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much.
Certainly. Take care of yourself. We'll see you on TV later.
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
okay,
bye. That's Chantel Titzlandvik. She's from Estevan, and she's the new star of a series of Bowflex TV commercials. And from the sounds of it, had quite the fun experience out in Hollywood.